Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, also on a Nation Radio app these days as well. Karen Gregg, Manchester Thunder, thank you for your time. My first question to you is, how much fun was the Super League head coaches WhatsApp group on Wednesday night after everything had been announced? And don't you tell me that there isn't one.
There is a WhatsApp group, but there was actually, I can totally honest with you, there was nothing going on in there on Wednesday night. It's been pretty quiet. We tend to just use it when we've got questions around different things. So Vic and I had a good chat around stuff, but other than that, yeah, it's been pretty quiet.
And it was nice that all the squads were announced on the same day as well, really building up to the tension for next season.
Yeah, definitely. I know England Netball wanted to, you know, in the Super League, wanted to look at how we could kind of not draw it out as much as it has done previously. And in all respect, it's great that they're trying new things and seeing kind of what kind of reaction we get from the fans and how that's, you know, how that's taken on. And it was great to have the support of Sky Sports News on it and, you know, reporting on every team. So it was definitely great to get that visibility and get it done in one day and to try something new. And, you know, everyone now has got all the information that I know they've been craving for weeks.
And the squads have obviously been announced. Fixtures early October as well. This is where, for you and the rest of the squad as well, things really begin to pick up pace.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it was, you know, the season ended and then, you know, the window opened on the Monday after the final. So it was a bit chaos kind of going into that Monday, but I prepared as well as we could be in terms of having contracts ready to send out as soon as we were able to. So, you know, that first week was definitely all around just getting your players nailed in. And once you know who you've got, you can really start embedding what your calendar looks like. It's difficult to set a calendar until you know what your, you know, what team you're working with, where your players are going to be at what times of the year. So, yeah, it's been pretty full on trying to get everything nailed down, you know, since squads were signed. And yeah, it's going to, me and Vic Burgess were talking the other day, it's going to be literally probably, it feels like it's ages away, but it'll soon come upon us.
And you've been able to elevate Emma and Elia as well?
You know, for us, when you're looking at the squad and the makeup of the squad, especially now that we're working with a 10, our pathway is critical. And I think it's really important that, you know, our pathway players look at our senior squad and know that they've definitely got a chance to play for Manchester Thunder one day. We are investing in our pathway and we want to progress those players through to play for Manchester Thunder. You know, our culture, our ethos, the way we want to play the game, it's really important. So when you have players like Emma and Elia, who have been in and around the squad for a couple of years now, Elia obviously suffered back-to-back serious injuries, but had a great comeback year this year when she had to step in to cover for Kerry when she was injured. You know, she was so fearless in what she was putting out on court, and, you know, she was a bit of a nuisance to shooters. So to be able to reward Elia after a couple of really difficult years for her, she can give us all three positions. People only really saw her at goalkeeper this season, but that was just, you know, while we embedded her back into the group and that, you know, the intensity of what we're trying to achieve. But before she had her ACL and her Achilles injuries, we were playing her at goal defence and wing defence as well, and she was doing a great job there. So that flexibility that Elia can give us in that back three, it is exciting. I'm really excited to see her lining up with Nicola and Josie. And also, obviously, with Emma. Emma's been in our squad previously. She was a training partner last year. When she got the opportunities to play, she absolutely grabbed them with two hands. And again, it's all about succession planning. You know, there's not very many attacking wing attack centres out there. So for us to be really lucky to have a player of Emma's calibre who's sat in the England Futures, you know, it's important that we continue to develop her and give her opportunities in the Super League environment.
How tricky was selecting that final 10?
It was tough. Don't we, like, make no bones about that. You know, it
in which
was really
case, well
hard.
Done.
Yeah, you know, it's as soon as we knew that, you know, squads, we were going to 8 teams, we were going to squads of 10 with no training partners, I sat down and pulled together a recruitment document. I ranked every player across the league in every position and kind of highlighted players that for us where we thought we could make improvements. And obviously, until you get through that final and know what that looks like, you then have to start making some really crucial decisions. And for us, it was about, you know, we've not quite got over the line in the last couple of years. Obviously, we finished top of the table at the end of the regular season last year. But, you know, really, we want to win that final. And the year before, we were beaten at semi-finals. So for us, it was all about looking at where we can make those slight improvements to go that one step further. As, you know, I didn't want to be in a position where I'm naming the same squad and getting the same results, because that's then on my head. So it's what kind of players do we need to make those slight adjustments where we think we can make those gains. And it was that defence end that was critical for us, just to kind of look at where we can make those gains, where we can win more ball, we can add a little bit more height in there. Because I think our shooting unit last year was phenomenal. It was raw, it was untapped, and I think there's still a lot of growth in that unit. And yeah, losing Imo was always going to be a difficult one. You know, she's got big shoes to fill, but it's exciting that we're able to give Emma the opportunity with that experience of, you know, Nat and Amy in there as Rose's players, and Taylor obviously as a future as well. I think we've found a really good balance. And I think the key thing, you know, I've seen a lot on Twitter around, probably shouldn't really read it, but, you know, I think we all do every now and again, around squad selections and what players may have missed out and why and all that kind of stuff. And as coaches, it's difficult. And when you are playing off a 10, there's only so many players you can carry who can only give you one position. And I think that's crucial in when you're trying to put all these jigsaw pieces together. I think I've got a squad of definitely nine players who can definitely give me at least 2 positions. Josie will argue, and we can argue because we've played Josie in there before as well. Josie can give us goal defence if we really needed to, but we know she's a solid, pretty much out and out goalkeeper, but we can throw in that flexibility. So I think when you're playing off a squad of 10, you can't carry a lot of players that are only specialists in one position. So when you're looking at what the makeup of your squad is, you know, combinations, connections, these things become really important.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.